Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Global Supply Chain Management by Matt Drake, PhD, is a professional and academic book in the supply and operations management field. Published as part of the Supply and Operations Management Collection, it examines how firms manage suppliers, customers, logistics networks, production activities, and inventories when business operations extend across national borders. The book is written for managers, executives, supply chain professionals, and students who need a structured understanding of global operations rather than a casual overview. Its central purpose is to show that supply chains are not merely support functions but potential sources of sustainable competitive advantage. Drake connects strategic concerns, such as international market position and supplier networks, with operational disciplines such as transportation, planning, forecasting, and inventory control. The treatment reflects the author's background in supply chain management education and quantitative decision-making, making the book especially relevant for readers who want practical frameworks grounded in operations analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, global supply chains as a source of sustained competitive advantage. A central idea in global supply chain management is that modern firms compete through networks rather than through isolated internal departments. Drake frames the 21st century business environment as global in scope, meaning that suppliers, manufacturing locations, logistics providers, distributors, and customers may all sit in different regions with different costs, regulations, risks, and service expectations. This changes the role of supply chain management from an execution function into a strategic capability, a firm that can source reliably, move goods efficiently, coordinate production, and respond to market needs across borders, can protect its market position more effectively than competitors with fragmented operations. The book emphasizes that global reach alone is not enough. International supply chains create additional complexity, including longer lead times, higher uncertainty, customs requirements, currency exposure, and coordination challenges. The competitive advantage comes from designing and managing the system deliberately, not from simply expanding geographically. This perspective is useful because it links operational decisions to business performance. Transportation choices, inventory placement, and supplier relationships are presented as decisions that shape cost, speed, flexibility, and reliability in global markets. Secondly, information and communication systems as coordination infrastructure. The book gives important attention to the role of internet-based and network-based information systems in making global supply chains manageable. When suppliers, customers, and operations are dispersed internationally, coordination depends on timely visibility into demand, capacity, shipments, inventory, and disruptions. Drake treats information flow as a practical requirement rather than a technical side issue. Without reliable information exchange, managers may react to outdated demand signals, hold excessive safety stock, miss delivery commitments, or make production decisions that do not match market conditions. Information systems help convert a geographically dispersed supply chain into a coordinated operating network. They also support collaboration across organizational boundaries, allowing firms to align forecasts, replenishment plans, transportation schedules, and service expectations. The reasoning is concrete physical goods move through ports, warehouses, factories, and transport lanes, but decisions about those goods depend on data. Global supply chains, therefore, require both material flow and information flow to be designed together. The book is positioned for readers who need to understand how digital connectivity changes traditional operations management by making broader supply networks visible, measurable, and more responsive. Thirdly, global transportation and logistics trade-offs across cost, speed, and reliability. Global supply chain management addresses transportation and logistics as core elements of international supply chain design. In a domestic setting, logistics decisions may already involve trade-offs between freight cost, delivery speed, service reliability, and inventory requirements. In a global setting, these trade-offs become more pronounced because shipments may cross oceans, borders, time zones, and regulatory systems. The book is associated with instruction in global transportation and logistics, and its emphasis reflects the need to understand how movement choices affect the entire supply chain. A slower and cheaper transport mode may reduce freight expense, but require higher inventory and longer planning horizons. A faster option may improve responsiveness, but raise cost and increase dependence on capacity availability. International logistics also requires attention to customs processes, documentation, infrastructure differences, and the vulnerability of long routes to delay. Drake's approach is valuable because it places transportation decisions inside a broader operations framework. Logistics is not treated as a separate shipping problem. It is connected to production scheduling, customer service, inventory positioning, and competitive strategy. This helps readers evaluate transportation decisions by total supply chain impact rather than by freight cost alone. Fourthly, production planning and inventory control under global uncertainty. Another major theme is the use of production planning and inventory control to manage uncertainty in international operations. Global supply chains often face longer replenishment cycles, variable transit times, demand differences across markets, and coordination issues among independent firms. These conditions make planning more difficult and make poor inventory decisions more expensive. Too little inventory can result in stockouts, missed sales, production stoppages, and damaged customer relationships. Too much inventory ties up capital, increases storage cost, and can become obsolete before it is used or sold. Drake's background in forecasting, production planning, and inventory management is reflected in the book Focus on Structured Decision Making. Rather than presenting inventory as a simple buffer against uncertainty, the book situates it within a system of forecasts, lead times, service goals, supplier reliability, and production constraints. The practical implication is that global managers must understand both the quantitative logic and the managerial context of inventory decisions. Planning tools are useful because they make trade-offs visible, but they must be applied with awareness of international variability. This theme gives the book a more analytical character than general business treatments of globalization. Lastly, collaboration, incentives, and ethical issues in decentralized supply networks. The book also connects global supply chain performance to the behavior of decentralized decision makers. International supply chains usually involve many organizations, including suppliers, manufacturers, logistics providers, retailers, and customers. Each party may have its own goals, cost pressures, risk preferences, and information advantages. Drake academic work includes interest in incentives and ethical issues in supply chain collaboration, and that concern aligns with the managerial challenges highlighted by the book. A supply chain can be technically well-designed, but still underperform if participants do not share information honestly, coordinate decisions, or understand how local actions affect network outcomes. Incentive misalignment may lead firms to shift costs, withhold information, overstate demand, or optimize their own operations at the expense of total supply chain performance. Ethical issues also become more visible when operations cross borders, because firms may face differences in labor practices, sourcing expectations, compliance standards, and accountability. The book treatment of global supply chains therefore extends beyond tools and logistics. It asks readers to consider how governance, trust, collaboration, and decision rights affect operational results in multi-firm networks. In conclusion, global supply chain management is best suited for readers who need a disciplined introduction to international supply chain operations. Students in supply chain management, logistics, operations management, and international business can use it to connect classroom concepts to the realities of cross-border networks. Practitioners can benefit from its structured view of how transportation, inventory, production planning, information systems, and coordination decisions interact. The practical value lies in helping readers evaluate supply chain choices by total system performance rather than by isolated departmental metrics. Intellectually, the book encourages a shift from viewing globalization as market expansion to viewing it as a demanding operations design problem. Compared with broader management books on globalization, it stands out because it is rooted in supply and operations management rather than general strategy. Compared with highly technical operations texts, it is more directly focused on the global business context and on managerial implications. Its distinguishing feature is this balance between strategic relevance and operational detail. It does not appear to be designed as a narrative business book or a case-heavy popular treatment. Instead, it functions as a concise professional and academic guide for readers who want to understand why global supply chains require quantitative thinking, cross-functional coordination, information visibility, and careful governance. If you would like to support MatRate PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.